What do you do if you need out of your lease? Adrian will tell you a little story, and that'll give you some insight. All that and more, episode 281 of KT Confidential, the Real Estate Podcast.
All right, welcome back to KT Confidential, the Real Estate Podcast.
You're doing an intro after the intro?
No, I'm just talking. I'm trying to get in the mood.
Oh.
Yeah. So, hi, how are you?
I'm excellent.
Excellent. Glad to hear. I'm good, thank you.
Yeah?
And I'm looking forward to moving to the new office and showcasing our new podcast room. Or is it going to be a new podcast?
Ooh.
I guess you have to wait and find out.
Stay tuned.
So for today's topic, we are discussing a recent situation that we thought was important to talk about, and hopefully it'll help some of you listeners. And that is, I recently had a tenant, great woman. She qualified, like beyond qualifying. We moved her into one of our rental properties. And within a few short weeks, she lost her job, had an emergency situation back home in India, and had to leave. She was signed into a 12-month lease, and she was scared because she knew she had this financial commitment, and she wanted to know how she could handle it.
So, and the story goes.
So what happened? So this is just for anybody. I mean, who knows? You could be, if you're in the initial lease term or any lease term, if you renew your lease and you sign a new lease term for a set amount of time, you are contractually bound to fulfill those obligations. But there are ways.
We've talked about that before. It's like leasing a car.
That's correct. But just like lease busters for cars, there are ways out. There's no actual lease busters for houses. We should do that.
Oh, new company coming soon.
Yeah. So basically what happens, if you're stuck in a lease and you need to get out, you can get out. You can assign your lease. You can sublet your lease. Those are two options. So assigning means you're basically handing over the lease to somebody else. They take over completely. Subletting is usually a temporary thing where you're planning to move back in and the new tenant reports to you. You still report to the landlord. That's less common. The alternative one is you just find a new tenant who signs up a new lease. The tenant's responsibility to the landlord is the landlord still has the right to approve anybody. And the tenant has to cover the costs that the landlord incurs in doing that, as well as carrying costs until the new tenant moves in. That's to summarize it. So in this scenario, this lady needed to move out.
Also known as mitigating damages.
Correct. So in this scenario, I informed the tenant of her rights, and we're obviously always happy to accommodate. We don't want to force someone to stay.
You can't.
She has important things to do. She could have just...
You can't force somebody to stay, but it doesn't mean that that alleviates their obligation.
No. So, you know, I let her know, well, generally speaking, what will happen is we can relist the property for rent immediately. We've got all the photos. We'll act really quickly to minimize her costs.
Downtime.
And she would be responsible for paying the commissions, which is, in that case, usually 1 month's rent plus HST. And she was okay with that. But she said, well, leave it with me for a little bit. I'll see if I can find somebody myself, because I told her that was an option as well. So a couple days passed and she found somebody. So she had reached out to all of her network. I guess she had a lot of friends who were newer immigrants here as well over the course of the last couple of years through groups that she was affiliated with. So she reached out to all these groups, all of her close friends and family. She posted things on social, whatever. She found two people. One person ended up moving on another property. Before we had a chance to review their credentials. The second person we have accepted. So she actually sent me a better rental application than I would go as far as saying any real estate agent has ever sent me.
Really?
Yeah. And I told her, if you come back from India, I will hire you. She sent me, there was full credit reports from Equifax. There was a copy of both driver's licenses for both tenants. Copy of both permanent residency cards, 2 to 3 concurrent and recent pay stubs for both tenants, job letters for both tenants.
And all in one shot.
All in one email.
Right.
Yes. And she even gave me like a little summary about who they are and how she knows them and where they're living currently and why they're moving. Like, I don't get that from real estate agents.
Wow.
So it was very convincing. Like, you know, I trusted her very much. She was great to communicate with. And she even included a rental application. She had a copy of the standard ARIA rental application. She had it filled in, got it signed, and sent it to me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I called, for her.
Yeah, she was great. And I phoned the references. They were excellent references. And I did an interview last night over Zoom, and it's great. So she put in the effort, so she saved herself a month's rent plus HST. So kudos to her. But that's the premise of this. How do you get out of your lease? Can you get out of your lease? The answer is yes.
So in this case, she's still in her term of the lease. So is she technically assigning
this? We're just going to sign a new lease.
New lease.
So I'm going to have, yeah, once I get the new lease signed, then I'll have her sign the N11 form, which is an agreement from both parties, landlord and tenant, to leave early.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, she now, was what, literally 3 weeks. She hadn't even moved in.
When would you use an assignee type of scenario?
I would think the only scenario where that benefits anyone, I think it would benefit the new tenant perhaps if rates have gone up, but the tenant is, you know, the current tenant still has, say, 6 months remaining at $100 or $200 lower than market rent.
Right.
Then that would provide them with something of value to offer to a new tenant.
Now, when the first tenant assigns it to the new tenant, is the first tenant still responsible for the rent in the event that new assignee or the assignee right. does not pay the rent? Or what about damage? If there's damage, does then that new tenant become responsible automatically for all of that? Or does the original tenant also hold responsibility?
So if you're signing the lease, you are released of your obligations and responsibility.
If you're subletting,
you are still a tenant. So there's a landlord, the tenant, and now the new subtenant.
If I have a lease and I want to sublet a room, am I allowed to do that?
You are. As
I'm
long
putting you on the spot now.
You are allowed as long as it's a legal bedroom, first of all, from like a bylaw perspective, but also the landlord has... You can't do it without the landlord's knowledge, and the landlord must approve the new subtenant.
Because it's now forms a part of the lease.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and that's where a lot of issues, I don't know how much it's still happening. I'm sure it does still happen, but there was a lot of issues, you know, not long ago where people were leasing properties and then subletting them through like Airbnb.
Right.
Right. And making a lot of money.
Short-term rental.
Yeah. And they were cashing in. So they were paying the landlord $2,500 but making $6,000. So they were making money, which that's not allowed either. And now there's a lot of condominiums where you can't do short-term rentals anyways.
I think we're going to see for the balance of this year, maybe even into next year, a lot of people trying to get out of their leases because situations have changed, working situations, etc. And as interest rates start to drop, the people that are on the sidelines waiting to buy something, maybe they sold their property within the last few years, they decided, we had a bunch of those people, I'm going to sell, cash out, I'm going to rent, and we'll buy again when the rates come down.
Mm-hmm.
So there might be people that start to buy properties in the next year or two as the rates go down and then will need out of their current lease agreement. So KT Lease Busters is not a bad idea.
Yeah. Yes. No, I would agree. It's interesting, though, because, well, there's, when you're talking about that, I know there was one of our agents had sold someone's house and they were looking for a property, but they couldn't find anything they liked, so they rented something.
Right.
So they're in that scenario where, you know, circumstances could change that would prompt them to want to buy. Maybe the right house does become available. Or maybe in that scenario, too, because of the changes we're seeing in the market, if they don't get back in now, they won't ever.
Well,
which we've experienced.
I know the scenario you're speaking of.
Mm-hmm.
And that in that particular situation, those clients had an opportunity to really buy at what we would call the low of the market. And right. Since then, prices have gone up. So they might already price themselves out of the type of home that they were initially interested in buying.
Probably.
They should have bit the bullet. They should have increased their budget, which they could have.
Or
sacrificed something in the home that they were purchasing. But now, you know, they were looking at detached homes. Now they might have to settle on a semi-detached home for the price point they were looking at. But anyways, nice story. Thank you for sharing your story about your tenant. And it's, yeah, if she ever moves back from India.
I was not joking. Like, she was phenomenal.
She can still do the courses, the online
while
courses
she's away.
While she's...
I should present
that. How long
is
the flight to India? She can get half of the course done during her flight.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, no, that was, and that there are a lot of people in those scenarios. So hopefully this helps somebody because there are a lot of landlords.
There's a lot of horror stories too about landlords that don't know what a tenant's rights are. They don't know the Residential Tenancies Act and they try and hold people accountable. They're not good landlords. And so there's a lot of, I'd love to hear some stories. I'm sure there's some stories out there. So if you're listening or watching, leave us a comment. Let us know if you have any experience or any stories about anything like this.
Thanks for watching.
We'll see you next week.
Or listening. Ciao.
As always, we appreciate you listening and watching to the podcast. Show us some love. Leave a comment. Let us know what you think. And let us know if you have any ideas for upcoming episodes. We'll see you next week.